Welcome back to Project Independence in You. My name is Rebecca Miller. I'm your guest host for today, along with our co-host, Janet Entine. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And we have Christina Liu, who is our radio show producer.
Hello. Yes.
Expert.
Oh, thanks, God.
Genius.
Agreed. And top that.
I love it. I've been waiting for this all day.
I hope you enjoyed the old-time radio segment, Damon Runyon Theater, Pick a Winner. Sounded like it was fun. So, Christina, what's going on in the town?
You know, there is certainly no shortage of things going on. I think the show today has been great. We got a glimpse into some things that are going on in the town. You know, Wayne Wink had told us about some upcoming things. And tonight, the wonderful Black History Month art show that will be, which hopefully everyone can get out and
yeah.
go to, because it's really, I had the privilege of actually going to the museum and seeing some of the pieces that they lent for this event, and it's really interesting, and the stories and the artifacts are stunning, so it should be really a nice little event.
Right, and I think we're going to have the exhibit till the end of the month.
Yes, to the end of the month.
Anything that's out tonight, you can
absolutely.
Just come back and see, and this is showing the achievements in arts, science, and education.
Yeah, and I think it's really nice, too, that the Yes We Can jazz band will be
yes.
also playing tonight, which should be lovely. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. We just want to remind everyone at
right.
the Yes We Can Community Center. So if you are able to, definitely go and check that out.
It's going to be a lovely evening. I think they're also having hors d'oeuvres.
Yes, there you go.
Some,
that's a good thing
some,
to throw in, because
yes.
hors d'oeuvres
yes.
do bring people out.
Right.
And
right.
Joy Setta actually will be doing a program also for PI members at the Yes We Can Community Center on February 27th,
right,
I believe
yes.
it is. And it's great because she'll do a, you know, kind of a little overview, and she'll take you on your own private little tour mm-hmm. as well of the art show, which should be very nice. So
that's very nice. So call 311.
Absolutely, 311 to register for that. Because it's really great. There's great programming. It's certainly going on at the Yes We Can Community Center. There's really wonderful things coming up that I want to touch upon. Winthrop University is still providing the exercise for balance
right.
and strength, you know, for fall prevention. So that will be continuing this month. And then the program will be in March and April as well. The more formalized beginners class, the advanced class. We really recommend people go, especially with the weather outside.
Yeah.
It is definitely something super important to learn these little tricks of the trade and staying
right,
safe.
Right.
Really,
you know, with balancing and ice, I mean, anyone could fall on ice.
Yeah,
so.
I was terrified myself walking out of the house today, because it's really, you
yes.
see one little patch and forget it. Now with black ice, you don't even know what
exactly.
what is what.
Right.
So
if you don't have to go out.
Right.
So, you know, we do at Project Independence, certainly when the weather is bad and it's ice, we will cancel the programs, because the last thing we want is somebody rushing out of the house to come to a program or a fitness class and slip. We'd rather you
yeah.
know, we'll postpone it. We'll reschedule
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Just don't take that risk.
No, definitely. It's something we safety first in all these things. You know, it's just not worth it. And also, we want to tell people another interesting thing that North Hempstead is doing is the Towns Business and Tourism Development Corporation, BTDC, as it's
right.
referred to.
And everything needs an acronym.
That's right. We're big on acronyms in the town. The North Hempstead Arts Advisory Council and the Art Guild of Port Washington are announcing. They just announced this second Arts Matter thing that they're going to be doing. And it's a contest and exhibit. The theme of this contest is multicultural aspects of the town of North Hempstead. They're accepting entries Monday, February 13th. And it will be on display from February 28th to April 28th. And that's at Town Hall in Manhasset. And there's a whole bunch of rules and regulations. So you can call 311 for that information, or go to the North Hempstead website.
Okay.
Also. But it should be great. I'm sure there's, you know, I think it's an interesting theme this year, these multicultural things, because there's certainly a lot of diversity within North Hempstead.
Oh, yes.
So I think there's a lot of things that could be done. So we encourage all you art people out there to get to it and submit something, because I think that would be absolutely lovely. During the break, we were talking with Janet Entine, who, on top of the whole list of things mm-hmm. you gave earlier, with her being, you know, part of our advisory committee and, you know, volunteering for PI, she also is a co-facilitator of the senior talk group. At, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. We meet the first and third Thursdays of every month at 11 a.m. from 11 to 12 at the Roslyn Community Center. And I don't know the exact address, but it's right by the Roslyn Railroad Station. And it's a group of women that get together, and the topics for the day are really self-generated. If somebody has something on their mind, I saw a frightening thing on the news about someone being abducted, you know, that might start a discussion. Someone may say, I saw a movie and I loved it, and, you know, whatever the group wants is the direction that we take. It's facilitated by Nancy Mizrachi, who's a Project Independent social worker, and she always has a list of things that we could talk about. Should there be a lull? And sometimes, you know, people are sort of thinking, and she'll propose a topic, and we start to talk, and then it takes off on its own. But I must say that in my retirement, among the many things I've done, it's really one of the most satisfying. So I invite each and every one of you to come on down. You call 311. We've been getting in a lot of new people. And it's very worthwhile.
Wonderful.
And if you have something to do on a particular Thursday, it doesn't matter. You can miss it. You just come back the next time to us. So we look forward to seeing you.
And how long does it usually run for?
It runs for 1 hour.
1 hour. Does it ever go over? Is it hard to keep it to that one
hour?
No.
The women have things to do that are there. A lot of the neighborhood women come. They walk in, and they usually have something to do. So it is almost always over by noon.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. You know, and the Roslyn Community Center is a relatively new office space for our PI social worker and PI nurse for that area. Mm-hmm. They fixed it up really nice, and there's a lot of great programming that they've been scheduling there. And I just want to remind people that Audrey Dinsdale, who is one of our PI social workers, has been offering this class called Color for the Health of It.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And it's really about how coloring, which I'm sure everyone sees in every store you go to now, I'm a sucker for it. I've bought numerous, you know, adult coloring books, you know, for all different themes and it's really it's a really something that is a wonderful thing to do, and it is a meditative activity.
So you mean more coloring books for adults, adult coloring books. Just clarify.
I mean, I think they probably have that too. Listen, you never know. But it's really been successful, and it just helps relieve stress and improves your mood. And it's nice, too, because it's a social aspect, too, because everyone is sitting there and you can talk, you know, while you're coloring. And this is not your average coloring. They're very detailed things, too.
Yes, so. They are.
But, you know, they provide the colored sheets, and the colored pencils are available. You can obviously bring your own if you have your own secret stash of stuff, too. I know you've gone to it,
Jenna. Yes, apparently, and I haven't checked this out. There's a whole website, because I know that Audrey goes on that website and runs off a lot of stuff so that people have choices. But if you have something in mind, you know, you can check it out and bring it and color it.
Great.
It's really a lot of fun and nice.
Yeah, it's really, and it's always my go-to gift, too. I know Paula Yule is an avid colorer, and I actually bought her a bunch of different things because they make everything and anything now. It's a calendar, it's a little cards. So you could certainly find that. So we really think people should go check that out. So that next one is going to be on February 23rd, and that's at the Roslyn Community Center. And the address for that is 53 Orchard Street in Roslyn Heights from 11:15 to 12:15. So check that out.
Christine, if somebody who's listening from a resident who is 60 or over, how could they find out about all of these programs? Is there a way to go on the website?
Yes. There's a bunch of different ways, but you know, one thing we always encourage people to do, if you have computer access, obviously, is to go to the Project Independence website. So if you just go to North Hempstead, ny.gov, or you can just type in North Hempstead, it'll take you there. You'll go and you'll find the little PI link, and you click on that. It'll take you right to our website, which is new and improved also.
Yes, it is.
And there's a calendar on there.
Calendar.
You know, and if you don't have computer access, you could obviously always call 311, and they have a whole list of all of our stuff, too. You could be added to our email newsletter as well. So that's a monthly newsletter if you have an email address, and you'll get updates on all the upcoming events and programs. So that's definitely a great way too. So
let me ask you, a lot of people who are aging really don't use the computer with ease. There are an awful lot of people. So aside from the computer, the only way they could find out what's going on is to call.
They call through and why. What they also can do You know, we make hard copies of monthly calendars too. You know, so you could hang it on your fridge or something.
Okay, so
you
know? I think that would be nice for people.
Yeah, so
to
if you call 311 and say, you know, I'd like to know what's coming up for
right.
the month of February, you know, we'll mail that right to you and you can hang
that
up.
I do have friends who ask me if that's
possible.
No, I tell them to call 311, but I think, you know, people should know. These people can use a computer, but they don't think to go on to access
of course,
information.
And we don't, you know, we cover all of our bases. And
that's one.
I know
that's
that because I will send out the calendar personally myself.
and Janet, one of the things that makes Project Independence so successful is 311. I mean, we talked about this last week where there's lots of great programs out there throughout the county, the state. Mm-hmm. There are programs all over the place.
Right.
But people can't access it. So with Project Independence, you call 311 and you can access every single program from that one phone call.
Yeah.
So 311 is always ultimately the best way to go because then we track it.
Right.
It gets sent to Paula or Christina.
Right.
It's taken care of immediately. So that's why 311 is so great. So that is great.
That's important to mention too because, you know, on top of all the Project Independence events they have listed in their database. They also have, you know, every other department too. So, you know, things that we might not even know about, you know, there's times we're like, well, we'll call 311 and like find out like what's directly going on because every department sends them everything. So it really is this one-stop kind of shop for all things, you know, town related. So.
And even Wayne was saying so many times, he'll get a call that, hey, you know, one call sometimes opens up, you know, I don't want to say Pandora's box, but, you know, there are other issues. So if he gets a senior who maybe has an issue and he says, you know, we also have a program, Project Independence, that could then become, you know, a call for our department. So it really is, you know, a great
That's definitely something important to mention because we do get those calls all the time from other people in other departments saying, you know, Mrs. Smith, you know, is a senior and has, you know, this concern too. And so having this service request system is really beneficial because you're able to look it up and it's just it's very efficient. So we are certainly lucky in North Hempstead to have this kind of, you know, tool.
Right. And how nice is it, Janet, if you even know somebody who maybe a neighbor you recognize maybe isn't bringing in their mail as much or just not kind of doing the things they used to do. You know, a program like Project Independence could be something that they need. And you could say, hey, you know, the town has a program, Project Independence.
Right.
We always, you know, emphasize that when you tell somebody about Project Independence, especially somebody in the town, emphasize that it's an aging in place program. Because our goal is to help you age in place, whether it's connecting you with a service, providing a service, you know, you just need a ride to a doctor, whatever it is, our goal is to help you age in place. So I think it's more comforting when someone knows that we're an aging in place
program. We're not trying to ship you away.
You know, we're not coming to say, oh, the house looks like,
No, absolutely. That's always the first, you know, if that's your wish, is first and foremost what the goal is. And that's definitely important to announce. Another program that's going to be at Yes We Can Community Center, which I think is great. I know a lot of people that are involved with Project Independence are involved with their grandchildren. And there's a program going on there, which I think is...
Why did you look at me? I don't have children. Not that I know of.
And it's called it's a children's computer safety class that's going to be offered at Yes We Can because there's tons of... There's a beautiful computer lab in Yes We Can. And it's called Cybersecurity in You. And this program, it's free. It's open to all town residents, grades 6 through 8. And the classes will meet on Monday through Thursday from March 6th to through March 23rd from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And it's really going. It's really interesting how they're doing this. Listen, we always tell people about cybersecurity in our ages too. So we want to tell people to check that out. If you have any grandkids, they'll learn all about how to protect yourself on the internet and also how to pursue a career in this too, because it's definitely a hot topic now. So call 311 if you have any grandchildren that might be interested.
That sounds great. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You've been listening to Project Independence and You at WCWP.org 88.1, and we will be right back.